Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. So, let's dive into this conversation. The topic today is free yourself and fix your mindset. I will be the first to say that as we get started with this conversation, I am speaking to myself too. I sometimes can have a fixed mindset, and having that mindset can bring troubled waters your way. It can also have you confused, afraid, and headed down a one-way street to an unhappy life. A fixed mindset is defined as people believing that their basic qualities, like their intelligence or talent, are simply fixed traits. They spend their time documenting their intelligence or talent instead of developing these attributes. In addition, a fixed mindset is also when you believe what you believe and you cannot change your mind. A fixed mindset can also be when you have setbacks in life and you say to yourself, I told you so, this couldn't happen to me, or I'm not good at that, or I'm not good at this. Okay, so I know everyone has self-doubt sometimes, and I think I can say that most people have been afraid of something in their life. How did you know you were afraid? Or what gave you the doubt that you have? It was you. You had the fixed mindset. You had the doubt. It was all in your mind. So I say to you, you need to free yourself. Free yourself. I'm going to go down memory lane for me and say to you that I can remember when I didn't like certain types of foods like collard greens, and I didn't even like French fries, mashed potatoes, and the list can go on. I also want to say to you, how did I know that I didn't like these things? What gave me the feeling to say, Joy, you don't like collard greens, you don't like French fries, you don't like mashed potatoes? It's not like I had tasted these things to know that I know that I didn't like them. It was just in my mindset. When I saw it, I just said, hey, I don't like that. I already had my mind made up to know and to say that I didn't like certain types of foods. I had the mindset that if I even tried something, it would be something that I would be turned off by or just didn't like. I didn't want to bother with it. I had a fixed mindset not to like any of these things. How about when you've had a project to do? Just start thinking. When you had a project that was due, or you had a job to interview for, or a goal to reach, Did you say to yourself, I cannot do this. I don't want to do it. I know I wouldn't be good at it. They're not going to give me a chance. Are those words that were coming out of your mouth? If they were, you have a fixed mindset. You had your mind fixed on not accomplishing these things, and that's exactly what you did. You didn't accomplish it because you already had your mind made up. So again, I say to you, free yourself. When you master your mindset, you free yourself, and then you have a growth mindset. Ding, ding, ding. So for years, educators, and they still do, have been using the research from Carol Dweck, stating that a growth mindset is when people believe that their most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. So educators use this all the time, the growth mindset, because we want our students to know that they may have the brains and the talents, but what we want to do is to develop them so that they can work hard and be dedicated to developing them so they can then reach their goals. We can apply this to everyday people. Everyday people can jump on this same bandwagon and apply it to their own lives. Why? Because when you have a growth mindset, you are being good to yourself and, of course, bringing joy to your life. A fixed mindset is harmful to you. So I want us to dive into 5 mindset goals to help you free your mind. Free your mind. Number 1, be afraid and uncomfortable. I say, be afraid. And it's okay. You have to start out this way in order to venture out and start and take charge of what you have or what you're doing, or like me, what I was tasting. Yes, it made me feel uncomfortable that sometimes my mom would push me to say, just try it. Or my husband, especially some things that he eats that I do not eat. He's like, just try it. I was kind of afraid to do so, but it's okay. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be uncomfortable, because what you want to do is venture out and take charge of it. And when you have done this, this will give you a growth mindset and not a fixed one. And you will then know your fixed mindset have you captured in chains, but your growth mindset is breaking those chains and knowing that you can do whatever you put your mind to do and even like it. Number 2, believe that you are capable. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Believe that you are capable. I am going to say it out loud and proud to say it. Believe that you are capable. So many people don't believe or want to trust themselves to do what needs to be done. Experience new foods. Experience that job you wanted by going for it. And remember the YOLO mantra? You only live once. So believe that you are capable of doing what you're going to do. Have that growth mindset. Number 3, avoid negative Nellies or Neds in your life. They are like gnats. They get on your nerves. They want you to run away instead of doing what you feel is good for you. We all have those negative Nellies and Neds in our lives. Have you ever had that friend that's buzzing in your ear and telling you all the reasons why not? Or even a family member who's always buzzing in your ear saying, you can't do it right now because of this, because of that. I see it every day in students. In the lunch line, for an example, it can be a student in the lunch line saying, that vegetable is nasty, or that meat doesn't look good. And then the poor kid behind them is looking like, oh, if I get that, somebody's going to say something about me, or I don't know, I might not need to get that. So then they decide not to even give it a try because of what someone else is going to say, or they feel that it they will fail, or just anything. You have those people in your life that will just buzz around you like a little gnat, giving you all the negativity you can tolerate in your ear. We are just like children, except we are good and grown. But just like children, we have people buzzing in our ears, giving us doubt. Or you yourself and you alone buzzing around in your own mind, spewing out negative thoughts because we have that fixed mindset. Free yourself. Number four, possess the power of yet. If you want a growth mindset, if you want to fix your mindset and not be that person that is not willing to jump out and take a risk, possess the power of yet. Your mind may be playing tricks on you to make you hide in your turtle shell and take a peek out once in a while. But then, if you possess the power of yet, you would get the courage to come out of that shell. And you will say, hey, I haven't done that yet. So what does this mean? The psychologist Carol Dweck again says that in order for you to have a growth mindset, you have to add the power of yet on the back of your sentence. For an example, I don't know how to play the piano yet. I don't eat bananas yet. I don't have the money to travel yet. This is so good for you. This is so, so good to hear that this is a goal. This is a goal to get you on the right track to having a growth mindset. Adding yet to the end of your statement put you in a growth mindset type of way. It helps you to mentally prepare when you are afraid and you want to hide. And the last mindset goal to free yourself is to take actionable steps to bringing joy to your life. You are what you repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Yes, that's right. I quoted Aristotle, and he is correct. We are what we repeatedly do. If you hide and tell yourself you're not worthy, then to you, you're not worthy. If you never step out and try anything new, then you will not conquer the world. So what you need to do is take actionable steps, because this is the first sign or first signs of being good to yourself, BGTY. This is the first sign to that. It's the first sign of having a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset. Step out of the fixed mindset and move into the growth mindset. So Derek Sivers wrote an article, and in this article, he compared a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And that was interesting. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you a few examples of what a fixed growth mindset would be. No, a fixed mindset and a would be, and then also a growth mindset. So I want to quote a couple to make sure that we understand and know that one mindset will keep you from joy and the other mindset will bring you joy. So I quote, in a fixed mindset, you want to hide your flaws so you're not judged or labeled a failure. That's how you feel when you're in a fixed mindset. But in a growth mindset, your flaws are just a to-do list of things to improve. Another example. In a fixed mindset, you stick with what you know to keep your confidence. But in a growth mindset, you keep up your confidence by always pushing into the unfamiliar and to make sure you're always learning. Are you getting these examples? And the last one I will give you is, in a fixed mindset, you look inside yourself to find your true passion and purpose, as if this is a hidden thing. But in a growth mindset, you commit to mastering valuable skills regardless of mood, knowing passion and purpose come from doing great work, which comes from expertise and experience. Which one would you prefer? A fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Now that you know the difference between the two mindsets, what are you going to do? So let's recap. This is what you're going to do. One, you're going to be afraid and uncomfortable and know that it is okay to take a leap of faith. So it's okay to be afraid and uncomfortable, but it's not okay to stay in that turtle shell, hide your head in that turtle shell and not want to come out. You need to take the leap. Two, you need to believe you are capable. So I extend the Nike logo to you. Just do it. You are capable. So just do it. Three, avoid the negative Nellies and Neds in your life. And show them the door. I say, show them the door. We have a lot of negativity already going on in our brain from ourselves. And who wants that? Who wants another person coming in telling you what you can't do? Show them the door. And then number four, possess the power of yet. Now I know you can do this, so watch me. I would give the first example of the power of yet. So the amount of people who listens to my podcast does not match the amount of reviews I have yet. I'm going to say that again. The amount of people who listen to my podcast do not match the amount of reviews I have yet. So let me give you a little sidebar. If you haven't given me a review yet, please do. It helps. I have so many listeners, but just take the time and review what you've heard. And five, free yourself and take actionable steps. You are what you repeatedly do. Okay, BGTY Nation. This concludes another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. If you're just dropping by, follow me on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast fix. Click that subscribe button. And every time I release an episode, you will be the first to know. Shh, it's a secret. No, no, no. I have told you that it's not a secret. What I want you to do is share this episode and my podcast with others so they can be a part of the BGTY Nation, where where over here with me, Dr. Joy, we are all about bringing joy to your life. I want you to check out past seasons and episodes because what I want for you is for you to bring joy to your life. So I will see you next week, BGTY Nation. Enjoy the week. And, of course, be good to yourself.